trying to respond to the question on how government can start uplifting investment into innovation. I think the biggest role of government, more to say, is not to become the funder of innovation. I truly believe that a lot of governments in so many parts of the world might not have that deep pockets to be able to fund that. But I truly believe that the biggest role of government is to create an enabling environment by putting policies or may probably relaxing a lot of regulations that enable private sector or family offices to be able to invest in innovation. You know, I always look at how difficult it is for any investor to invest on the in South Africa, my home country, where it's different from in the US, having started companies in two different countries, how difficult it was in South Africa having to get outside investment, how difficult it was having to establish global partnerships being in South Africa. So I think government needs to, their first job is to start building policies or probably relaxing the policies that enable global investment, making it easy for, you know, foreign investment to come into different countries, especially on the African continent, where there is a huge need for investment to drive innovation, to drive development. We need to start building sort of an environment that enables that. We need to start making our currencies quite stable so that investment into our countries can be more beneficial. We need to start making our financial institutions more stable. We need to probably give some of our financial institutions some independence, so they should not be controlled by one of a political leader's coffee, and it actually influences our financial you know, institutions. So if we can get that right, it would then be easier for us to drive investment to build innovation. Because if we just put it in the hands of government, I don't truly believe that in emerging markets, a lot of governments can have the muscle to drive innovation.
So to all of you,